This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the India-US trade deal is a historic and forward-looking agreement that places India's national interest at the center. He added that the trade deal strengthens the country's position in the global economy. Mr. Goyal was addressing a press conference in New Delhi. The minister said under the decisive leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India negotiated from a position of strength and secured a deal that reflects the confidence of a rapidly growing economy. He noted that despite complex negotiations and challenges such as high reciprocal tariffs, India successfully protected its core interests while ensuring fair and balanced market access. He said that under the deal, India's agricultural interests have been fully safeguarded and no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
भारत के भविष्य को चार चांद लगाने वाला ट्रेड डील
A trade deal that will add great momentum to India's future was finalized last night under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This trade deal will bring many opportunities for India's economy and for the country's 1.4 billion citizens, every poor person, farmer, fisherman, rural youth, young women, our sisters and women.
सभी के लिए ढेर सारे अवसर लाने वाला ट्रेड डील माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने कल
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting at the Parliament House complex. India and US have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian products to 18%. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA parliamentary party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. NDA MPs felicitated Prime Minister Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the meeting. Several union ministers congratulated Prime Minister Modi and US President Trump on the landmark trade agreement. Industry bodies have hailed the finalization of the India-US trade deal, saying this will boost bilateral trade and create employment opportunities. 8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behavior in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Aden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of the Congress and S. Venkateshan from the CPIM. The House today witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and others over various issues, including India-China relations and India-US trade deal. Later, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address on commencement of the budget session. The motion was moved yesterday by nominated MP C. Sadanandan Master. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO today carried out a successful demonstration of solid fuel ducted Ramjet SFDR technology from the integrated test range at Chandipur off the coast in Odisha. An Odisha court has sentenced 9 Bangladeshi nationals to 2 years of rigorous imprisonment for illegal infiltration. The Subdivisional Judicial Magistrate Court in Bhubaneswar delivered the verdict today. The 9 were arrested by the Special Task Force of the Odisha Crime Branch on the 8th of March last year at the Bhubaneswar Railway Station. President Draupadi Murmu today said India can achieve rapid prosperity only when all sections of society progress together while protecting the environment with a strong emphasis on technological development. The president was speaking at the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University at Balasore in Odisha this afternoon. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals have won the toss and opted to field against Gujarat Giants in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara. The winner of this match will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.